All right, Mike, let's go on and talk about the Falcons and the Rams. The Falcons in the regular season at 10-6 for a long time. We didn't even know if the Falcons were going to get back to the playoffs. The surprising Rams, 11-5, they win the NFC West. And, you know, and it's kind of weird, Atlanta in the Super Bowl last year, and now they've got to go on the road in a playoff game. And, listen, they didn't even have the final wild card spot wrapped up until they beat Carolina in Week 17. Now, with the Rams, this is the first playoff appearance since 2005, and they were the St. Louis Rams then. And at that time, they lost to the Falcons in the Georgia Dome, 47-17.
Yeah, it's been a long time since the Rams were significant. They have a new head coach. They have an explosive offense. I think they're still the number one scoring offense in the league. They have a great defensive line. Atlanta had to win six of their last eight games just to get that number six spot, as you talked about. The NFC South is very tough. Three of the four teams in that division are in the postseason.
And as you've told me many times, the loser of the Super Bowl, more times than not, doesn't even make it back to the playoffs. So I think you have to give Atlanta some kudos for getting back there. And even though they don't look like the Falcons of old, the 2016 team that got to the Super Bowl, but they did lose their offensive coordinator. And Kyle Shanahan, he's the coach of the San Francisco 49ers now. And their points per game have dropped from 34 to 22 under new offensive coordinator Steve Sarkisian.
Yeah, that's a big drop-off. And really, you know, most of the top offensive players are still in place, so I can't put my finger on why the offense isn't putting up points in 2017. They need to find some offense for this wild card game, Coach. The Rams are going to put up points, or likely to put up points, because they have Todd Gurley at running back. Cooper Kupp's had a great year, and Sammy Watkins at wide receiver. They score 30 a game. Plus, the Rams' defense is in the top five in the league in pressuring the quarterback.
Well, now, Atlanta, you know, even though they've not scored the tight points that they did last year, they've done a pretty good job of protecting Matt Ryan, except with the most recent Saints game. Against Carolina, he threw for 300-plus, and it was only his fourth 300-yard game this season compared to last year when he had nine 300-yard-plus games on the way to the Super Bowl. But Matt Ryan needs a good game, and the defense has to slow down Todd Gurley in that Ram rushing attack.
Yeah, I think Matt Ryan needs to play big. And that defense, that's a big key. Atlanta's defense is ranked ninth against the rush, so they need to be solid there. Some other numbers to look at in this matchup. The last 21 times these teams have played, 16 of those went over the Vegas total. The best team usually wins and covers in this series. The favorite's 13-3 against the number the last 16 meetings. And one last trend to note, Atlanta is 0-4 straight up, 0-4 against the spread. Their last four road playoff games, that goes all the way back to 2003.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back, look at Sunday NFL action, playoff action on Inside the Numbers.